Marta Caterina Sines, chairholder in her own right and voter of two other chairs in the family sept, had been expecting the summons for weeks before it came. Bunny's wild daughter had at last fallen into more trouble than Youth and Dash could get her out of, though the news media had been fairly vague about what it was, having had her listed first as missing and then as presumed captured by pirates. She suspected it might be worse than that. Pirates normally killed any captives or ransomed them quickly. Bunny, who had succeeded Chemtree as the chief executive of the Familius Grand Council, had actually done quite well in the various crises that had followed the king's abdication. But rumor had it that his daughter's disappearance had sent him into a state close to unreason. Rumor was usually wrong in details, Marta had found, but right in essence. She herself was the logical person to call in for advice and help. Family connections and cross-connections, for one thing, and, paradoxically, her reputation for avoiding the hurly-burly of political life. Several of the families had already contacted her, asking her to make discreet inquiries. Moreover, she had helped Bunny in the Patchcock affair, and she knew the redoubtable Admiral Serrano. In addition, whatever trouble Brunn had gotten herself into involved this side of Familia space. That was clear from the number of increased fleet patrols and the way her own carriers were being stopped for inspection. So it was natural that someone would think of asking her to, what was the phrase, assist in the investigations. She did not resent the call as much as she might have a decade or so earlier. That affair on Patchcock had been much more fun than she'd expected, and the aftermath, when she'd tackled Rafaela's difficult mother about the girl's marriage, even more so. Perhaps she'd had enough, for a while, of secluded mountain estates and laboratory research. Perhaps it was time for another fling. Though, by all accounts, this would be no fling. When she boarded the RSS Gazehound, which had been sent to fetch her, she was given a data cube which made that clear. Marta had met Brunn more than once in her wildest stages, and the vid of Brunn helpless and mute was worse than shocking. Captain Bonniers had welcomed her aboard with the grave deference due her age and rank. Marta had managed not to chuckle aloud at that point, but it wasn't easy. He seemed so young, and his crew were mere children, but of course they weren't. Still, they responded to her as her many nieces and nephews had, treating her as an honorary grandmother. For the price of listening to the same old stories of love, betrayal, and reconciliation, she could acquire vast amounts of information the youngsters never knew they were giving away. By the end of the 21-day voyage, she was remembering exactly why she normally lived in isolation. People told her things. They always had. And after just a few weeks of it, she felt stuffed with the innumerable details of their lives and feelings. Therapist had never been her favorite self-definition. Marta prepared herself for her first meeting with Bunny. She knew, from the tension all around her, that whether she liked it or not, she was everyone's favorite candidate for therapist where Bunny was concerned. She swept into the room with her usual flair, hoping it would have its usual effect on him. This time it did not. Lord Thornbuckle looked up at her with the expression of a man very near the edge of sanity. Desperate, exhausted. Not the expression one wanted to see on the chief executive of the Familius Regnant. Someone on whose judgment the security of the entire empire depended. Marta moderated her instinctive verve and instead walked quietly across the room to take the hand he held out to her.
Bunny, I'm so sorry.
Bunny stared at her silently.
But I know Brunn, and if she's alive, we can and will help her.
You don't know what they did to her. My daughter.
She did know, but clearly he needed to tell her.
Tell me.
And she held his hand through the recitation of all the horrors he knew Brunn had endured, and the ones that might have followed. She interrupted this latter list.
You can't know that. You can't know, and until we know for certain, you must not waste your strength worrying about it.
Easy for you to say.
It was my niece you sent off to rescue Ronnie and George. It is not easy to say or to do, but people of our rank have responsibilities. Yours is heavy, but not beyond your strength, if you will quit adding to the load by imagining even more horrors.
But Brun...
What you are doing by tearing yourself up does not help her.
I don't know what to do.
Where's Miranda?
She's back on Castle Rock.
Bunny's exquisitely beautiful wife was, under her beauty, a woman of spun steel endurance, capable of enforcing sense on her husband, one of the few who could.
I didn't want her out here.
Then in her place, I will tell you what to do. Eat a hot meal. Sleep at least 9 hours, eat another hot meal. Don't talk to anyone about anything important until you have done so. You will be even more miserable if your bad judgment, born of hunger and exhaustion, harms Brun's chances.
But I can't just sleep.
Then get medication. Bunny, I'm terribly, terribly sorry that this has happened. But you simply must not go into this as you are.
Who called you here?
It doesn't matter. I'm here. I belong here because those people are only a jump point away from my home. And I'm taking charge of you at this moment because I'm older, meaner, and you daren't hit me.
With that, she punched in a call to the infirmary and the kitchen and stood over Bunny until he had downed a bowl of soup and a plate of chicken and rice. Then she insisted that he take the medication provided and nodded to his valet.
Don't let him up until morning, or he slept 10 hours, whichever comes latest. Then make him eat again.
From the startled but relieved expressions of those around her, Marta judged that no one else had been able to make the speaker see reason. He was, after all, the speaker of the Grand Council. She felt her lip curling. That was exactly why she let someone else vote her seat most of the time. All this ridiculous social etiquette getting in the way of common sense.